Page 48. Listening. Exercises 4 and 5. Listen to the rest of the interview and choose the correct answer. Then listen to the interview again. Which information is given in the interview? Part 2.
Could you give us some examples of ways that technology is used to spy, Diana?
Well, there are almost 2 million security cameras in the UK, and most people agree that they are useful in catching criminals.
Absolutely.
Now, usually the material from security cameras is watched by professional monitors.
Right.
But have you heard about Internet Eyes? It's a service where you, I, or anyone else can register to watch security cameras online. The cameras are in shops, and you can win a cash prize of up to £1,000 if you catch someone stealing something.
That's probably an efficient way of catching criminals.
That's true, but Internet Eyes raises a lot of questions. People are basically spying on shoppers without their knowing it. It's not illegal, but I think people have the right to do their shopping without the whole world watching them on the internet.
I see what you mean.
Another issue that's caused a lot of controversy lately is the Facebook database. It's the biggest face database in the world. One of the problems is where they get their photos from.
From people's Facebook pages, I suppose.
Nope, guess again. Every time you upload a photo and tag it, write the person's name on it, that person's face and name are added to the database, even if the person in the picture doesn't have a Facebook page. With people uploading 300 million photos a day, that's a lot of faces.
Okay, so let's say Facebook has my name and face. So what?
Well, the main controversy is around something called face recognition software. That's a powerful kind of computer program that can identify a face in a database almost instantly. So let's say someone has uploaded a photo of you and written your name. Now you're in the database, whether you like it or not. The next time someone uploads a photo of you, Facebook can recognize you and write your name automatically.
I think that most listeners would say that's pretty harmless.
Well, I disagree. Imagine a world where a complete stranger in the street can simply take a photo of you, find out your name, and discover everything about you on the internet. That's quite risky, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's pretty frightening. I guess you've got a point.
Anyway, some European countries threatened to take legal action against Facebook. In the end, Facebook had to erase its entire face database in Europe.
That's quite drastic.
Yes, but in my opinion, it's better that way.
Well, listeners, you've been warned. These were just some examples of the conflict between technology and privacy. Thanks for coming in, Diana.